The global shift toward a more inclusive international tax system reached a significant milestone today, April 11, 2026. The UN Ad Hoc Committee on International Tax Cooperation, operating as the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee or INC, has finalized its highly anticipated options paper on the taxation of services, CRP.27. This document is a foundational pillar for the upcoming UN Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation, UNFCITC, and represents a direct challenge to the traditional residence-based tax models championed by the OECD. CRP.27, a new model for market jurisdictions. The finalized options paper outlines a series of technical pathways to ensure that source countries, where services are actually consumed, have a robust and enforceable right to tax the resulting income. This is particularly vital for developing nations that have historically seen service profits flow out to developed residents' countries. Digital and cross-border scope. Unlike existing models that often require a physical, permanent establishment, the UN taxation of services model emphasizes economic presence. This allows countries to tax income from digital platforms and remote consultancy services provided from abroad. Gross basis taxation. The paper provides options for simplified gross basis withholding taxes. This simple-to-administer approach is designed for tax authorities with limited resources, ensuring they can capture revenue without the complexities of net basis audits. Alternative to OECD Pillar 1, CRP.27 is being framed as a more equitable and less complex alternative to the OECD's Pillar 1. While Pillar 1 targets only the largest 100 or so global MNEs, the UN source-based service taxation model could apply to a much broader range of cross-border service providers. The road to the zero draft. The finalization of CRP.27 is the result of intensive negotiations during the fourth session of the INC in New York earlier this year. It serves as the technical blueprint for the Protocol on the Taxation of Income from Cross-Border Services, one of the two early protocols that will accompany the main framework convention. Impact for MNEs, multinational enterprises, MNEs, should prepare for a world of fragmented, but empowered, tax jurisdictions. If the UN framework is adopted, a service provider based in Europe or the US could face systematic withholding taxes in every market across Africa, Asia, and Latin America where their digital or technical services are consumed. With the UN taxation of services options now set, the committee will move toward the zero draft of the framework convention, scheduled for release later this summer. For developing nations, this represents the most significant rebalancing of global taxing rights in over a century.